It's a joy to be here again. Appreciate the invite. I'm honored. I wish I could stay and hear Brother Winkler myself. He's a great preacher. Always makes me feel so inferior. Amen. I get intimidated around great preachers. But it's like Tim Fuller said one time in a meeting over to Calvary, over to Mountain View. Several preachers have preached, and he got up to preach, and he said, I never have forgotten. He said, I just guess I'll get in my lane and run with it. And everybody's different. So I'm just going to try to get in my lane and run with it. And I never have forgot that. That's helped me, because sometimes sometimes you just let things bother you. And we're just all different. Amen. Anyway, so much for all that. Romans chapter 13. You'll have to forgive me. The preacher took me to a steakhouse a while ago, late in the afternoon. Amen. And I didn't put up much resistance. And I can't hardly breathe right now. Amen. So we'll do the best we can. Romans 13 and verse 11. Romans 13. I hope this is the right way to go. You know, you hear preachers that they get up and say, I know the Lord told me this. Well, I believe that they do sometime, but I don't know if the Lord told me this or not. Amen. You understand? So I'm a little nervous. It is all Bible, but it's really good to have a good message. But it's really good to have it at the right time. It's like medication. It's good for you, but not if you don't take it at the right time. I hope this is the right time. You pray for me. I can say it. I have struggled with it today. I beg the Lord to help me, so I believe he's going to. You see here in verse 11, and you pray for me. I'm going to be driving home after church tonight. It's about 3.5-4 hours. Amen. My wife probably mad when I told her that, because she said, you don't drive too good. You can't hear good. And you've got stupid in your old age. Amen. But I don't know if that's all true or not. I'm going home anyhow. All right. So much for that. Some of you need to grin. That'd help you and me right here. Romans 13, verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness or chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Lord, we do thank you in Jesus' name. You've let us have another day. You've provided everything today that I could possibly need or want. Folks, you're being so kind to me, Lord. I pray, Lord, you'd help me now as only you can. Please, Lord, we truly need your help more than anything in this world. Use us for your glory. Help us be a blessing to these that's here, pleasing to thee. And we'll thank you for letting us be here tonight in Christ's name. Amen and amen. It says here, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, drunkenness, nor chambering and wantonness, not in the striving in, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. There in verse 11, he said, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Amen. We were saved and delivered from our sinful nature. When you got saved, all your sins were washed away. In the blood of Jesus Christ, your past sins, present sins, all your possible sins. You were baptized in the body of Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise under the day of redemption. Christ imputed his righteousness to you because you believed the record that God gave of his Son. You repented because the goodness of God led you to repentance. And you've been part of the family. Amen. But now here our salvation is here, this verse I think speaking about when we leave here. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Ephesians 5, awake thou the sleep, and rise from the dead, and Christ gave thee life. See that you walk circumspect, and not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time of the days of evil. Yeah. Right. Be not drunk with wine, he said, but be ye filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself, psalms and hymns, spiritual song. Singing, make merry heart as unto the Lord. Everything give thanks unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Yeah. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband, the head of the wife, even Christ, the head of the church, save you the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to her husband in everything. Amen. My wife don't believe that verse, no more than any woman in here, but it's in the Bible. And then he said, husband, love your wife also as Christ loved the church. Gave himself for it. He might sanctify and cleanse it, wash the water by the word. I present himself a glorious church, having not spot and wrinkle in such thing, but they should be holy without blemish. So ought man his life, love his wife as his own body. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished the church, even the Lord the church. Amen. Awake thou that sleepeth, arrive dead. Christ shall give you life. He wants us to wake up and realize where we're at right now. 2 Timothy, you pray for me. I'm struggling a little bit here. 2 Timothy 3, this know also in the last days. Perilous times have come. For men should be lovers of their own self, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, parents, unthankful, unholy, not, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fierce, despised, no good, traitors, heady, high-minded, amen. Lovers of pleasure more than love of God, having a form of God, but not in the power from such, turn away. For this sort of they that creep into houses and leave captive silly women, lay away with divers, ever learning but never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Janez and Jephthah, which said Moses, so these resist the truth, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further. Their folly shall also be manifest as theirs was. Amen. We live in that day. Amen. Amen. In that day that he speaks about, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, Paul said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, as judge the quick and the dead is appearing. Preach the word, be innocent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. For the time will come that not endure sound doctrine. Heap their own lusts, teachers, having itching ears. So turn away the ears from the truth, shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou the old things, endure affliction, do the work of man, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, the time of my departure's hand. I fought a good fight, finished my course, kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge give me in that day, not to me only, but also and all them that love his appearing. Amen. God didn't call me to cast out devils. He didn't call me to heal the sick, speak in tongues, or raise the dead. He called me to preach his word. And I'm trying to do that right now. Amen. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5, of the times and seasons, brother, I have no need to write to you, for yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden is chucking them up on them as travail upon a woman child. They shall not escape. But ye, brother, not in the dark, that they should overtake you as a thief. All the children of the day, children of the night, we're not of the night, dark darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, they can be drunk and drunk at night. But let us through the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God's not appointed us to wrath, but we attain salvation by Jesus Christ, who died for us. And whether awake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together, and edify one another as you also do. Amen. You say, preacher, you missed a word. You get up here and look at this crowd, see how you do it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, we know the Lord's coming. Amen. We know he's coming. Amen. You know the scoffers, they doubt he's coming. That's 2 Peter 3. This second epistle I now write in your book, I stir up your pure mind. By way of remembrance, you might be mindful of the words we've spoken before of the holy prophets and the commands of us, apostle of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, the coming of the last day scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue from the beginning of creation. For this they're willing and ignorant of. For by the word of God, the heavens world. Earth stand out of the water, in the water, and the world then was been overflowed water, perish. But the heaven and earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store and reserved against fire and judgment, a perdition of ungodly men. Be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is of the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. As long suffering to us, we're not willing to any prayer, but all come to repentance. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Amen. Amen. It will come with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. And the earth and the works shall be burned up. Seeing all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in all holiness and conversation? Amen. Amen. Seeing you, I know that the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. He said, y'all help me a little bit here. Got me stuttering. You ain't helping me much. Amen. But you know, we look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteous. That's pretty close. Amen. Amen. The scoffers, they doubt is coming. Oh, Satan, he dreads his coming. Revelation chapter 20. I saw an angel come down from heaven. Amen. Having in his hand a great chain that over the dragon, old serpent, the devil. Amen. And bound him 1,000 years. Cast him in the bottom of it. Shut him up. Set a seal on you. He shall leave the nation no more till the 1,000 years be fulfilled. And after this, he shall be loose a little season. And I saw thrones. Them that sat upon it. Judgment given unto him. I saw the souls of them headed for the word. For the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which not worship the beast, neither had received his mark in their foreheads and their hands. These ruled and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead lived not again till the 1,000 years be fulfilled. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy have part in the first resurrection. On the second death, they have no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ to reign with when the 1,000 years be expired. The devil deceived you will go out in the four corners of the earth. Gog and Magog to gather them together and understand the sea. Gonna come up on the breath of the earth, compass about the campus of that beloved city. Fire is gonna come down from God out of heaven and devour him. And the devil see them gonna be cast in the lake, fire and brimstone with a beast and fall above. They're gonna be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Thank God we'll be rid of him. I'm trying to get somewhere here. Amen. I drank some Diet Coke while ago, full of caffeine. I drank Coke Zeros all day. If I don't have a stroke up here, you help me, amen, hallelujah. Amen, scoffers, they doubt it's coming. Satan dreads it's coming. Scripture declares coming. Amen. I'm not having you be ignorant, brother. Concerning him with your sleep, you saw not, even as others would have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, then we're sleeping, deal with God bring with him. And this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which alive and remain under the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which sleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ arise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord now, and so shall ever be the Lord. Wherefore, comfort you one of these with another with these words. Hey, the scoffers doubt it. Satan dreads it. Scriptures declare it. Saints desire it. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Every time I see Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, that pencil neck little weasel on the news, I say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I found a rift in here. Somebody must have voted for that. If you voted for them, don't shake my hand. I don't need that mess on me. You're doing good, Epps. That was a tender moment I had right there. I think about Nancy's husband. You know, he got caught drunk driving. I was married to her, I'd get me a fifth of liquor in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. How we doing, I tell you? That went over real good. Amen. Hey, get on. Brother Phillips, he's the one that invited me over here. Hey, so much for all that. Hey, see, we know all these things.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, we was born in the Bible Belt. See, we know, we might not understand it all, but we understand all that I just tried to quote. That means there's great responsibility on us. Much is given, much is required. One place he said that people there would be better off, they'd be like, be better off if he's born Sodom and Gomorrah than see all those miracles that God did. In other words, it'd be easier on them heathens that never heard the gospel. Than it would us, everywhere we turn, somebody. They may not agree with us on all the doctrines of the Bible, but most of them preach the gospel around here. That means we have great responsibility in this part of the country, especially. Amen. Outside the nation of Israel, God got a veil over them right now. You and I could be grafted in, us Gentile dogs could be grafted in, but he's not done with them. Amen. He's going to fulfill all them promises to them. See, we know all these things. See, we've had the privilege to be under the right stuff. We know where we're at in the Bible. We know where he found us. We know where we're headed. Amen. What do we need right now? First of all, tonight, very simple thought. We need the truth of the scriptures. Amen. The truth of the scriptures. John 4, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have the truth of this King James Bible. Amen. You know, tonight the truth is what gets us. James 1:18, of his own will begot us with the word of truth. The truth is what guides us. John 16:13, howbeit when he has come, the spirit of truth is come. He will guide you unto all truth. Thank God for the truth. Amen. Hey, the truth is what grows us. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. As newborn babe, we desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. If so be, we've tasted the Lord his graces. Hey, the truth is what governs us. Be not unequal yoked together with the unbeliever. What fellowship of right and unright, what communion, what concord Christ will avail, what part of he that believeth with an infidel, what agreement have the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God. God shall I dwell in him, walk in him, be their God. Wherefore come out from amongst them, be yourself and set the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Now receive you, I shall be upon you, shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hey, the truth is what governs us. I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies, living sacrifice, holy, accept unto God, which is a reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I've heard folks said, I die for the Lord. What good are you dead? He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. But Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should become a castaway. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which is of God, and you're not your own. You've been bought with a price, therefore go by God in your body and spirit. Hey, the truth is what guards us. Amen. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Honor thy father and the mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. Thou mayest live on earth. My boy is 43 years old. He's my pastor. When he was little, he looked like Opie Taylor. Amen. I love him with all my heart. Only young and a guy. Amen. When he was little, he said, Dad, what does that mean? Obey your father and your mother that you might live longer on earth. I said, son, let me give you to it in the Greek and Hebrew, seeing you're too stupid to get it in English. Amen. That simply means if you don't do what I say, I'm going to slap your brains out. That's pretty much what that means. Hallelujah. How are we doing tonight? I'm trying to get somewhere. Amen. Amen. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to him and your master, according to faith, fear and tremor, sing to heart, not with eye service, as men pleaders, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God as unto Christ from the heart, and not unto men. Whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. And you masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing your masters in heaven. And he said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, and the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness, where against spiritual wickedness. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, might be able to stand in evil day. And then all to do to stand. Stand therefore, having your glory, going about the truth. Having on the breastplate of right, feet shod with the preparation of God for peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where we shall be quenched all the fire darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Watching therefore, all prayer and supplication for saints. Amen. Could I get a little help right? Hallelujah. I'm hurrying. I'm trying to get somewhere. Amen. You ain't got as far to drive as I do. I really ain't no hurry. This is just the gear I get in. If I slow down, I forget what name, what's my name. Amen. So when you come hear me, get you a Mountain Dew. That'll help you. You'll be able to keep up. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, so much some of you ain't going to smile. It's a tough crowd, amen. I've looked at you folks. I went to the penitentiary. Amen. Amen. They don't look as mean as some of y'all do. Hey, I'm just trying to tell you here. Hey, the truth is what guards us, grounds us, rather. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Work need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And then Ephesians 4 talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the man, for the edifying of the body of Christ, to be all come to unity unto the knowledge of the Son of God. That's what grows us, amen. What do we need? We need the truth of the Scripture. Amen. How am I doing? Am I doing okay? I don't know if I am. I'm a nervous wreck, so I say that, trying to catch my breath, amen. Hey, what do we need in this time, seeing we know all these truths? Hey, we need the touch of the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, but should be filled with the Spirit. Yes. Zechariah talks about not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, yes, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes. The touch. Amen. Hey, saints need the touch. Yes. And they might get sinners under the tug. Yes. No man could come to me except the Father who sent me draw him. Now I raise him up in the last days. He said, the light of the world, the city set on a hill, cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, give a light unto all that's out. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good work and glorify the Father in heaven. That talks about our conduct. Then he said, with the salt of the earth, that the salt lost its savor shall be salted, thenceforth good for nothing, be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. That has to do with the character. Amen. I've never met some person been saved, said they sorry got saved, but I've met some pretty sorry saved people. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you here. Amen. If we had the right character, had the right conduct, amen, we get that touch, might get some sinner under the tug. Thank God. Thank God for the tug. Before any of my family got saved, there was a fellow lived out the road from my grandpa in the 50s and early 60s. I stayed with my grandpa and grandma as a boy. In the summer, this fellow's name was Faye Manning. He was a holy man. Not a Pharisee. Yeah. A holy man. That's right. Amen. Not somebody look down their nose at you. Right. A holy man. Yeah. He had 8 youngins. A little crippled girl. She was crippled with muscle disease from birth. She wore diapers since she was 44 years old, and the Lord took her to heaven. His boys was my buddies. Roads were gravel back then. Everybody left the screen door unlocked. Yeah. If you showed up at supper time, they meant for you to eat supper.
That's
with
right.
Them.
That's right.
I'd go out there sometimes, supper time, go in. They say, hey, preacher man, and say, get a chair there, boy.
Yeah.
Eat supper with us. Yeah. Ain't nobody in my family prayed. He'd have a little crippled girl in his hands. The little farm he run out there. Just barely seemed to make ends meet. I'd get up there to eat supper. He'd say, wait just a minute, son, have that little girl in his arms. We're going to thank God for how good God's been. He was a holy man.
Yeah.
But doing his good.
Amen.
His boys are my buddies. He wouldn't let his boys stay all night at my house. I didn't understand that then, but I do now.
Yeah.
He just didn't want his boys around that atmosphere of
violence
and drunkenness.
Yeah.
But he'd pull up in front of my house, my grandma's house, and blow the horn sometime. He said, hey, David, why don't you come out and spend the night with the boys? We're going to cut some watermelon, cantaloupe, and make some homemade ice cream. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So he put them melons he grew on his farm and ice cream on the hook. And we go out there and crank that old-time ice cream maker, eat them melons. And they'd have prayer meeting. They buried their dead at home, viewed their dead at home back then. Preacher Manning, he was an amillennialist post. He's a premillennialist now. He's in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
He was a holy man.
Yeah.
They'd have prayer meeting. Me and his boy would be playing in the yard, and he was a hacking preacher.
Amen.
He prayed with a hack, preached with a hack.
Yeah.
And people would come in, neighbors, and they'd have meeting. Before you know it, they was praying and preaching, and I was just a little old boy. The seed fell on good ground. Not a good boy, good ground. It don't come up overnight. I still not out there. He had an old log house they lived in, part of David Crockett Museum there in that town. David Crockett lived in that area in real life, and they got this part of that. Some of that's off of Faye Manning's old house. In the morning by daylight, I could hear somebody, preacher, go out to the barn to milk his cows and feed the chickens and slop his hogs. I could hear somebody talking to somebody. He wasn't talking to praying for me to hear him, but I could hear him because back then people would pray. You walk down dirt road, you could hear him up in the woods and stuff. Old time preaching. And he wasn't praying for me to hear him, but I could tell when he kind of break through all that spitting and hacking.
Yeah.
And I could hear him call my name out. He said, Lord, if you don't help the little Epps boy, he don't have a chance. He preached in old country churches where they have service maybe once a month back in some holler, 15 people, maybe at the most 20. And he loaded me up in the car with his family, little old dirty mouth boy. I didn't cuss around him. Old. He didn't have to tell me not to. I just knew it was something different about it. Something different about it. And he put up with me and hauled me back in there. And he'd get to preaching up and down the aisle. And I don't do it, but if the Holy Ghost nudged me to, he'd get by me as a boy. He'd put his hand, kind of like I said, David, the tears would be in his eyes. Won't you come up here and let the Lord save you?
Wow.
It would embarrass me. But it wouldn't embarrass me now. He's a holy man. He built this down there. They had a creek run through the little farm. He built this dam to baptize people. Sometimes he'd get me and his boy to go on the backside of his farm. He'd go over there and pray. The backside of his farm. And we'd go with him, and while he's praying, we'd try to find. They had a. You remember back when America was free, and if you want to throw your old refrigerator out in a hole on your property for the tree huggers and global warmingness, you know. Save the spotted owl idiots. We call them sinkholes. We'd try to find something to salvage, make us a toy out of. Or hunt for snakes and kill them. Yeah. Preacher man and get down on his knees. Till the sweat would cover his body. And he'd pray with everything in him. And he'd call my name out. Call my grandpa's name out. He had the touch.
Yeah.
Caused me to get under the tug.
Amen.
Hey, thank God Almighty for the tug. My grandpa and them's in heaven, but I wouldn't tell this story if that old man's still alive. My grandpa made moonshine liquor. Made him very violent when he'd get drunk. My grandmother drank it and put up with him. He beat her up. I've seen him so drunk he couldn't get up out of the floor. My grandpa in a drunken rage when I was a 14-year-old boy, chip on my shoulder, bitter in my heart, mad at the world. He slapped my grandmother around and been really bad that day, and I made the mistake of sassing him and using some cuss words and back-mouthing him. And he shot me with a 12-gauge shotgun for cussing him. I tell you one thing, I never sassed him again. That broke me from sucking eggs, you know what I mean? This is a true story. A preacher man had been praying for that old man. And I come down there in the summer. Am I boring y'all? I'm trying to get there. I stay with him in the summer. When he shot me, it scared me more than it hurt me. And I bled real bad. I still got all these bird shots up and down the side of my face. And amen. If it had been buckshot, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Hallelujah. Amen. My dad said, I'm going to kill that old man. I said, I'm okay. He's just drunk. Should I put him in jail? I'd sue him for everything he got. He had a lot of money. I said, you ain't got nobody to testify against him. That's my paw.
Yeah. Right.
Police are looking for him. I'm trying to hurry her. Looking for him. I watched my grandma. She's still about half drunk. Seen her slip out of the house. My whole family come down there. And I seen her slip out of the house with a bag of food. And I followed her. It was pouring down rain. I followed her up through this hay field across this hill. And under this big old tree, my grandpa was sitting there. He'd been shot in the face himself, had one eye, had a gold-plated tooth. I could see him. I walked up behind him and said, Paul, he jumped afraid. He turned around weeping. He said, David, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I say all this to say this. Just a few days later, him and my ma visited Fairview Bible Baptist Church. And come home that day, throwed the liquor out the door, put the shotguns in the closet, started going to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. Something wonderful. Something wonderful had happened. They never become super saints, but they had enough light shining out of them. Had enough salt about him, made me know that something had happened to them. Made me thirsty for what they had.
Amen, Brother David. Thank God.
Praise God. They got the touch.
Yeah, they did.
And the tug got stronger on me.
Yeah,
am I doing any good? Thank God. What we need is a touch. We know all the Bible doctrine stuff. We need the touch of God. I need the touch of God. And I might see somebody get under the touch. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I doing any good? I'm trying to tell you a story. It's the truth. Amen. You know, when sinners don't get the touch, I mean, saints don't get the touch, it hinders sinners from getting the tug. You know what hinders sinners from getting the tug? It's when we fail together. Not forsake the assembly that's out together. The man of seven. Exhorting one another, even so much more as we see the day approaching. We know we pass from death unto life because we love the brother. And he that loveth not the brother, by the death, he that hateth the brother is a murderer. And you know no murder, have eternal life abide. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, ought to also lay down our life for a brother. Whosoever hath this world's good and see that his brother have need, shut up his bowels of compassion. How dwelleth the love of God? Let us not love in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You ever heard anybody say, I love the Lord, but I don't love church? You're lost. You're just a lost person. You can't love him without loving us. when you fail together.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't going to no church that don't have Sunday service, Wednesday service. Now, you may be a little different, some of you, help yourself, but you're wrong, and I'm right. Hallelujah, amen, I'm telling you. Well, if I didn't go to church no, as much as some folks do, I'd be a pure infidel, wouldn't you, amen? I got to have some help, amen. But I have a hard time living right from Sunday to Wednesday, you know what I mean? I could live right if I didn't have to drive so much. Isn't that right? I've never seen so many idiots on the highway in my life. Have you? My wife said, "You're so impatient." I said, "No, I've got my brain dead. Don't you know I'm headed to church to spread joy and cheer? Get out of my way." Hallelujah. Let's go, man. Go. Hey, I love church. I love it. Hey, when we fail together, when we falter in our giving. Amen. You're not, you know, when you first get saved, these folks say they love the Lord. Pay $1,000 for a TV satellite and put a dollar in an offering plate. You kidding me? Hey, that went over real good. But you know, when I got saved, I didn't know how to finance the church.
That's right.
I'd never been able to hold down a decent job. I was a bum. So I started going to church. I'd show up Sunday school. I found in the Bible, it said, if a man won't work, neither should he eat. That means if there's a job available, he's physically able, won't do it, let him starve to death. That's the Hebrew and the Greek for that. You need that. Amen. So I went and got me a job. Amen. That's not a cuss word. I didn't break out in a rash when somebody told me to get a job. I went and found me a job. I found out going to Sunday school and church that God required no less than 10% of my gross income. No less. That's where we start. That's not where we start. The Bible said we're peculiar people. That means we're different than anybody else. You know, it's not peculiar. A lot of religions go to some kind of religion together once a week. That's not peculiar. But saved people who's really been saved go at least three times a week. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. Work all week. The Bible said as you prospered, you lay it aside, first day of the week, that's Sunday. Bring it into God's storehouse at your church where you remember. So I'd go to Sunday school. Some of y'all don't go. It'll help you. Amen. Go to Sunday school. Yeah, you say the teacher's boring. If you work 16 hours a day, 6 days, you'd be a little boring too. He's doing the best he can. Hallelujah. But you go down there because it's the right thing to do. Amen. For him, no do a good, do it not. Him is a sin. Go down there, amen, Sunday school, peculiar person, different than anybody else, amen. They sang two or three songs, amen, pass the offering plate with a smile on my face. I put no less than 10% of my gross income in that thing with a smile on my face, and, amen. And then they'd have somebody get up, talk to you like a dog for about 40 minutes, tell you how sorry, no good and filthy rotten you've been all week. You sit there and say, hallelujah, this is wonderful. I wish I'd got in sooner. That's Sunday school. Then most churches, you know, about 10 minutes, 11, have a little smoke break. Ring a bell, buzzer or something, send you out back, smoke with the deacons a few minutes. Come back in at 11 o'clock, sit down again, two or three more songs, a prayer, amen. Pass that plate again, catch them at late out of Sunday school, squeeze a little offering out of you, and then have somebody talk to you worse than the first guy did. Get up and tell you how sorry, no good you've been all week. He said, the glory to God, this is wonderful. Come back on Sunday night, y'all just give everything you had on Sunday morning, they're going to get it for the week's out anyhow. Ain't we having the time tonight, amen. Hey, it takes money to operate. Amen. I'm doing all right. I don't know what that's okay. It's not popular preaching, but I'm like Billy Mitchell. I ain't preaching to be popular. Amen. I'll find a place to preach. Smart, Ellie Gaina. My wife said, sometimes you sound like a smart air. I said, well, I was raised in a pool room in a beer joint. What do you expect? Amen. Well, the truth about it is, hey, when we fail together, it's not deep stuff, it's simple stuff. You'll have to wait till some of these other fellows come dig in big, deep stuff. I can't. I drown in that stuff. Amen. I'm doing the best I can. Amen. With what God give me. Hey, then when we faint and are going, be not weary and well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sometimes we give up too soon. I'm sure some of them give up on me. My grandma, she loved me. She couldn't read or write. She was illiterate. She didn't know how to drive. Mountain woman, wore a dress down here, a little apron. And last time I saw her, before she went to heaven, right before she had a stroke, she's 93 years old. She couldn't read that Bible, but she met the God of that Bible. She had the Holy Ghost. She got under the tug and didn't even know how to read. She'd go to church, have preachers say, go out in the highways, the hedge, compel them to come in, my house might be filled. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
Yeah.
Amen. Easter, a Christmas come around, she said, hey, boy, it's Christmas. Hey, I believed in the virgin birth when I was a rank sinner.
Yeah.
I knew Jesus was real.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it all. I believe that he resurrected at Easter. She'd get me to go to church.
Amen.
It's Easter, and I'd do about anything for her. I love that old lady. Then to have homecoming. Y'all have homecoming, don't you? Fried chicken, tater salad, pies and cakes. Even a drunk would go for a free meal. Hallelujah. She'd say, hey, they're cooking down there. I'd go down there and eat that chicken and pies and cake. Before you ate that chicken, though, that preacher would hang you out over hell for about 45 minutes. Make you feel like a sheep-killing dog. When he got done preaching, I didn't want no chicken. I wanted out of there. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. God took the hammer of his word. Busted up my old heart. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. The day I got saved, I ain't going to find sin. I don't mean if you think I am. The Saturday night before that, I was out drunk, doped up, with an old boy just come home from Vietnam. Better man I ever been, war hero. Somebody beat him to death and throwed him in the river, died and went to hell. Why God saved me and didn't save him, I can't explain all that. He's a better man than me. About 3:30 in the morning, come in, drunk. 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, I went to church with her Sunday before. My mom picked on my bedroom door. I don't know, I'm getting off my subject here. Doctor on my door said, hey, boy, you go to meeting with me today? I said, Mom, I'm too sick. So I got up, went across town to this housing project apartment where all my dope buddies that sold dope was at. I went over there trying to get high, get over the shakes from doing all that stuff the night before, and the Holy Ghost.
There you go.
The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Came over in that dope house.
Yeah.
Why, he spoke to me, didn't speak to nobody else. Amen. I was probably legally intoxicated. Amen. But somebody was talking to me. Amen. I didn't hear no audible voice. Didn't see no angelic creature. But somebody in my mind put the dope down, David. Put the booze down. If you'll hurry, you'll get over where your mom and pa's at before the meeting's over. That's not normal thinking for a rank sinner. Amen. I thought I was cracking up. I'd been ashamed of my sin, sick of my sin. Didn't know what to do. They'd been praying for me. That old lady loved me. Hey, amen. About 20 minutes after 11 on a Sunday morning, I turned around these old boys I run with. I said, I'll see you fellas. They said, Epps, where you going? I said, I'm going to church. They said, why? I said, I don't know why. They said, you must be stoned. I thought to myself, stone, drunk, or crazy. I'm sick of all this. I didn't go there to get saved. I didn't know why I wanted to go. I pulled in there in the parking lot weeping. Walked in there at 11:30. Amen. Preacher Wilson preaching about Calvary, saying God loves you. I thought he's talking to me. It's 200, 250 people, 500 eyeballs. All of them looked at me, seemed that way. I heard one woman say, wow! Another said, wow! I felt like going, wow! I wasn't saved yet, but they had me fired up. Hey, hey, hey! Hey! My grandpa, he wasn't much to show emotion. He was a tough old bird. But when he saw me walk in, tears running down his face, that gold-plated tooth was shining. And I sit down there just weeping. It's a long-haired, hippie-looking something. He patted me on the leg and said, boy, we're so glad you're here. I said, I'm so glad I'm here. I had no idea. Amen. I went forward.
Yes.
My grandma was a hey, hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't be weary. You don't know when they're going to walk in. When they breathe their last breath, you can quit praying for them. If they ain't in by then, until they do breathe their last breath. I know a man could cross a line before he dies. God give him over, but we don't know it.
Yeah, right.
We know some sins that'll get you there, but we don't know
right.
when that might happen. Am I boring you any? Hey, we hinder sinners from getting under the tug. When we fail together, faltering or giving, fainting or going. When we're not filled with God, be not drunk with wine, wherein shall be filled with the Spirit of God. When I got saved, you know there's a difference in having God in you and having God on you. I don't know. I feel like God helped me here tonight. I begged him all afternoon, please help me, Lord. Don't let me get up there by myself. He's helped me.
Amen.
Don't you want to be filled? I'm not talking about a second blessing from some of these crazy religions. I'm talking about when he got you, you got all of him you're going to get. But he wants all of you. I believe that's right. Amen. That ought to be a heart's desire. And then when we're foolish about godliness, holiness, standards, these contemporary churches where the man and his wife both are the preacher that's going and leaps about, they said God must be in that. That thing's going and leaps and bounds. So is that possum I run over the other day. That don't mean there's any life in that thing. They don't have a song, they got a praise link. Looks like one of them little Gaither singers with his hair, all that stuff. Some of y'all must went to hear them lately. Or that guy Penrod. I used to smoke dope if a guy looked like that. Ain't we having a time now? I busted some of y'all's little God. Ain't we having a time? I kill what meeting we're having right there. Some of y'all travel 500 miles here. That bunch won't go across the street here, man. God bless. Y'all be ashamed, you say. And I love good music, and I killed that. I shouldn't have said it, but it's too late. Well, let me get done. We need the truth of the Scriptures. We need a touch of the Spirit. We get sinners under the tug. Amen. We need the gathering of the saints. How can two walk together except they be agreed? We know we pass from death and life because we love the brother.
Yes.
Amen. I love God's people.
Yes.
I've been out of shape with a few of them along the way, ain't you?
Yes.
I follow peace with all men, holiness without which we see the Lord looking diligently. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you. Thereby many be defiled. Sometimes you get, if you're saved, you get a little crossed up with a Christian brother.
Yes.
You might even be right on what you're aggravated about, but you'll not be happy. When you get that unforgiving attitude, get that root of bitterness.
Yeah.
Amen. Am I doing any good? I know my own experience. I'm going to tell this story here. It's me. I was in this meeting years ago, and this preacher made me so mad. Amen. If I wasn't so full of God, I'd have slapped him. No. Amen. I was mad. Made me mad. Amen. And then my wife got mad because I was mad. And Preacher Withers got mad because I was mad, my wife's mad. Amen. I was trying to justify being mad. Amen. He's getting my hide. I can take it, but boy, I couldn't take it that day. I've grown a little bit, you can tell. I went back to the motel room. I said, I ain't never going around this crowd again. Hundreds of people. I'm done with them. Longest night I ever spent in my life. I was begging God to let me sleep for daylight. I said, God, if you let me have at least an hour of sleep, I'll go over in front of all them people, 700 or 800 of them. I'll stand up in front of that crowd, apologize to that brother for being mad and upset like this. If you would just let me get a little sleep. As soon as I said that, I meant it. I went to sleep. Went to church over there. They was getting ready to start. I said, I got something to say. I got up and I said, listen, I ain't slept all night except a little bit. I said, I've been so mad at this brother here. He didn't even know he made me mad. I said, I need to get it right. I don't like this. I hate this.
Amen.
Amen. About 50 other people got up. So I've been mad too. They'd all been mad. He made everybody mad. That's a true story. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He shouldn't have been picking on us. Amen. 50 of them. Hey, we've all messed up. Isn't that right? And you got to get over that stuff.
Amen.
Amen. We're to forgive one another. God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. You get that bitterness in your heart, it'll eat your lunch. You ladies don't know nothing about it, but you change a battery on the car and you get that battery acid on you. You won't even know it's there.
That's right.
Amen. When you get that pair of breeches out of the washing machine next time, you'll know it's there because there won't be no breeches leg on it. Only thing that's hurt, same way bitterness eat up the garment it was on, and the only thing bitterness does, it eats up the person that's got it in them.
Yeah,
I believe that's right. Together, I love God's people. We do get a little crossed up every now and then. Amen. We're people. Amen. Well, I'm dragging this thing out too long, I guess. I'm going to get done with it. Amen. The Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. And by this shall all men know you're my disciples, if you have love one another. Amen. You know why we have splits turn into splinters? Then they end up splattering pretty much. Amen. These churches. Amen. Because we just won't forgive one another. Most church splits, and I had one time, and it just about ruined me the way I thought for a while. Amen. Amen. Over nothing.
Yeah.
Over a cassette tape, part of it was. I had this preacher preach for me, one of the best preachers I ever heard up until then. Had a little old basement building, started there. 10 people got saved. About 20 people even backslid, got right. Fill that place full. Rejoicing. Now notice this one old boy wasn't rejoicing. He didn't. And I went to him. I said, what's the matter with you? He said, well, you're letting this guy make merchandise out of the house of God. Silly. Didn't know. I said, for what? He's selling that stuff in the church house. I didn't have no vestibule. I said, I'll tell you what we do. We take it all in the back in a Sunday school room. Let him. No, I don't want to make him mad. I said, why you want to make me mad?
That's right.
That's why I never good at pastoring the church. That's why I'm in the prison ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Son, that thing blowed up like a snowball. Over a $2 or $3 cassette. Insanity. People dying, going to hell all around us. Well, I don't know how I told that. I'm just being me. Amen. You know when David went out to fight Goliath, amen, old Saul gave him his armor. He said, I can't wear these. I've not proved them.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. If you're going to do anything for God, you got to do it in your own armor.
That's right.
Amen. Sure. Isn't that right?
Right.
Got to be yourself.
Right.
You remember that comedian Jonathan Winters?
Yeah.
That was so funny. They say he was really funny. I hope not. I liked him.
Yeah.
He was so funny that he played so many different characters. He had lost his mind, ended up in the mental institution because he forgot who he really was.
Wow.
I believe he was a Baptist.
Yeah.
I'm wandering around here now. You know, every young preacher like I was when I first got it gets infatuated with different preachers.
Oh, yeah.
You pick up their little cliches, you know, little mean statements.
Yeah.
Ed Blue started Rock of Ages. Son, he'd skin your hide.
Yeah.
He was preaching one time, this crowd, amen. And he said, some of y'all would gag a buzzard off of that wagon. He said that. I thought, boy, that's a neat little saying.
Yeah.
I went back to my church and I was a little aggravated with some of them. And I said, some of y'all would gag a buzzard off a gut wagon. And next thing I know, I was in the prison ministry.
Yeah.
See, that was Ed's armor.
Yeah.
Can't wear Ed's armor.
Yeah.
Everybody expects that out of Ed, but they don't expect that. Don't make any sense, however I was trying to make it out there. We just got to get over being mad. Let me shut up. Amen. Togetherness. Amen. We need each other.
Yeah, we do.
We do need each other. Amen. Well, let me quit. I'm going to quit now. We need to... thirst for a stirring. We need a tears for the sinner. And we need tenderness for the straying if you want the rest of the little old simple outline. God holds us responsible. More so than most people we know. In this country, there's places in this country that don't have no Bible believing church. In America. You go out west in some of them states, they don't even have a Baptist church. Amen. What do we need now? Now you may be here tonight not saved. I'll tell you what you need. You need to get saved. I don't think you'd be here in this meeting if you wasn't under the tug or somebody got the touch has invited you to come down to this camp meeting.
Amen.
Wanting you to get under the tug.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And most of us are saying we need to pray, God help us get the touch.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got the touch? Don't you want the touch?
Lord,
you know what? Sometimes when I get so empty on the inside, it drives me to my knees. I quote a lot of Bible, and that's not bragging. I work hard on that. Amen. You can have all them tools. If you don't have that touch, sounding brass, tinkling cymbals. Amen. You want that touch?
Yes, sir.
Right there is where you can get it.
Yes, sir.
Come on, preacher. I've talked too long.